Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Was God's prophet preaching this 2,500 years ago or just last week? When Habakkuk looked out his front window, he saw violence and injustice. The bad guys just did whatever they wanted to. All of Habakkuk's neighbors seemed okay with injustice and violence. They took advantage of evil to advance their own cause without any concern for the people getting hurt. Habakkuk could not understand how God allowed all this wrong to happen. Wasn't he a just God? Wasn't he a loving God? Habakkuk prayed and prayed the Lord would set things right, but nothing happened. Sound familiar? Today, people abuse their authority to take advantage of others. People disrespect authority to hurt others. People jump to conclusions and ignore facts just to prove their point. No one seems concerned about the people getting hurt. Most people just want to win the argument and advance their personal agenda. Why doesn't God punish the evildoers? Why does God tolerate all the destruction and violence we see in this world? Why doesn't he bring an end to conflict and peace to strife-torn hearts? God answered Habakkuk's prayer by explaining he would bring justice in his own time and way. God told Habakkuk to be patient and trust that God would do the right thing at the right time, which God did. Do we really want God to bring justice in our time? Think about it. Have I lost my temper? Have I cut people down with my words? How concerned am I really about people getting hurt by others? What am I doing to help relieve the pain of the suffering? If God pays back people what they deserve, will he be paying me a visit? Do I really want to beg God to bring justice to the world? Our God already has. On a cross outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, God brought justice to this world. He blasted Jesus with all the punishment deserved by all the violence and evil and wrong committed by the human race. God's Son unjustly suffered in our place. Jesus took that burden because he did not want us condemned. He wanted us forgiven. On the cross, God's justice collided with God's love. On the cross, God punished all wrongdoers by punishing Jesus. On the cross, God forgave all wrongdoers by punishing Jesus. Relying on Jesus as our Savior, we can look forward to meeting God without any fear. Because of Jesus, God will welcome us into heaven. God will also take care of justice here on earth, in his own time and in his own way. Sometimes we will have to wait patiently for God to act. Most importantly for us, we know God has already acted to forgive our sin. We never have to fear that he will punish us. Jesus took our place. Lord, bring about justice in your own time and way. Give me patience when I am troubled by injustice. Give me a stronger faith that you will never condemn me despite my sin. Jesus died in my place, for which I am eternally grateful. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.